And it's Friday morning, and not just any Friday, but the Friday of the Antique Yard Sale Trail. We wanted to be out in the middle of it, and so that's where we are in Port Sanilac with the Sanilac County Historical Museum and Village. Don Malik is the administrator here. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. So happy to have you here.
I'm happy to be here. I appreciate you. I think you invited me here last year when we talked.
I did, and you remembered.
I did, yeah, because I got in touch this summer, and I said we would love to come up to the museum and village, which is a pretty interesting place.
We're so proud of what's happening here. We have our beautiful mansion slash museum that was built in 1872. We have 10 acres, 16 historic buildings on the property. And our latest project is our hard surface walkway. We're on phase three of four right now. So more and more of our village is connected by a cement walkway. And we're just thrilled that we can do this. It makes the grounds more accessible to the community, to parents, to people with disabilities, to senior citizens with walkers or wheelchairs. So we're real excited about what's happening here.
Describe this village. It's a really interesting place.
Well, I call it a mini greenfield village. Mm-hmm. With our 16 buildings, we have a historic church. We have a general store. We have a one-room schoolhouse, which happens to be my favorite. We have a banner log cabin. And all of these buildings are from Sanilac County. Only a few of them were here on the property, and the others were moved from other places in Sanilac County.
That's really neat. And so people can tour the grounds and look at all these historic buildings.
Yeah, absolutely. People are welcome anytime to stroll the grounds. But the buildings are only open if you're doing a guided tour with one of our docents.
Okay. What goes on here this weekend? This is obviously a busy weekend. I see some tents out here on the grounds.
Well, we're going to have vendors here with selling their stuff for the yard sale trail. Also on Friday and every Friday through maybe mid-October, I think, we have the Farmers Market. So they're here from 2 to 6. And we have live music today from 3 to 5. And the vendors at the Farmers Market are providing lunch today for a donation. It's going to be a fantastic street taco lunch. They have beef tacos, chicken, veggies, and everything is all fresh from the farmers who participate in our market.
Oh, nice.
Yes, it's going to be great. And then over the weekend, we have Top Dog, who you'll be speaking to,
yeah,
the owner very soon here, but she'll be serving her hot dogs, her specialty hot dogs, here on Saturday and Sunday. And for people who are shopping, this is a great place to come on the yard sale trail. Not only do we have a lot of vendors, we have great parking, because parking is a real problem at a lot of these sales.
Yeah, it is.
We have a lot of parking. Most importantly, we have clean public restrooms.
Those are magic words this weekend, aren't they?
I used to shop that trail many, many times, and that is the thing you are looking for, almost even more than a bargain. So, yeah, and we also have tours of the mansion and village all weekend long. And today, on Fridays through August, we have tours of the Port Sanilac Lighthouse Tower.
Ah.
So we have a lot of reasons to come up to the museum this weekend.
Well, there is a real rich history here in Sanilac County, isn't
mm-hmm.
there?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
It's funny. I always say when I started this job, because I'm from the city, I'm not from here. Ever since I started this job, anybody I meet here, the first thing they want to know is my last name, because they want to connect me with somebody who has history here.
Yeah.
And I'm probably one of the very few Maliks that are here in the thumb.
But they'll welcome you in anyway.
Oh, most certainly. Very, yes. They just want to know all about me.
Yeah, yeah. You have a lot of events here through the year, don't you?
We do. We are adding more and more events every year. You know, my goal here is to become a year-round museum. There was a time when really the museum opened on Memorial Day weekend and closed on Labor Day weekend, and that is not the case anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We have lots to offer all year long. And in fact, I'd like to tell you about
a
couple,
yeah,
of these events. So obviously we have the yard sale trail. We have home dinners, which is a really unique thing here for the museum. These are catered 5-course meals that are held in private homes and interesting places.
Wow.
All throughout the area. So it's just a really cool thing to do. It's a great thing to do to meet new people and meet new friends, and it's just a fun night out with great food. So Our next one is on August 17th, and all of the information on everything I tell you about is on our website, which is SaniLac countymuseum.org, and also on Facebook at SaniLac County Historic Village and Museum. That's a mouthful, but you'll get a lot of information there. So our complete list of home dinners is on there.
So are these like at historic homes?
Yes. A lot of them are homes. Like the one coming up in August is at a home on the lake. Absolutely beautiful views. Some of them are historic homes. Some of them are historic places. Just really unique places.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, it's a very, very cool and unique thing to do.
Yeah.
In the thumb here. We also have an open mic, which is the third Sunday of the month. We have one left in August and September. The open mic is held outside here at the museum. We have such beautiful grounds. I mean, it's a free event to the community, and you just come, you bring a lawn chair, you listen to great live music, people bring coolers. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
So we do that. We have horse and carriage rides here. And generally, the rides are by appointment. You have to register. But next Friday on the 16th, they're going to be here on the ground. So you could just walk up and get a ride, but always better to get a reservation.
Okay.
And that's really cool because they take you, you can fit up to six in their carriage, beautiful carriage. Amigo is this huge, super strong horse. And he'll pull the carriage all the way down by the harbor, past the lighthouse, past a lot of the historic homes. It's just a lovely thing to do.
Be like being up on Mackinac Island.
Yes, exactly, but way, way cheaper.
Right, exactly.
We have some really great lectures and events coming up. In our first lecture in September is Michigan's Thumb, a Paradise for Saxonia Settlers. This is really an event and a lecture, and it's by Utz Schmidt, who just recently wrote a book about the first German settlers here in the Thumb. So this people, especially of German heritage here in the Thumb, are very, very interested and excited about this. So that's on September 7th.
Okay.
We have concerts. We've got church, which has fantastic acoustics. We do concerts and lectures there through the year. Also in the church, we do host weddings here. And we're having a wedding open house and vendor show on September 21st.
Okay.
And what a place to have a wedding, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
If you are interested in anything historical,
right,
this is the place to come. We have also even hosted weddings, intimate weddings, in the mansion. Which the photo ops, yeah,
no
you
doubt.
Can't beat it.
No
you
doubt.
Can't beat it.
Yeah.
Some of the other lectures we have coming up, we have one on SaniLac County Rural Schools. We have one on a book about the orphan train and the lost towns of Eastern Michigan.
Neat.
Then some of our real special events is our Victorian dinner. Victorian dinners are held in December. The house is all decorated for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Every room is decorated from top to bottom. We have a Christmas tree in every room. And we set the rooms up all as dining rooms. And we have a catered meal here. We can seat about 45 people, I think. It's just such a special experience to be able to do that. Those dinners sell out every year because we only do two of them,
yeah,
and there's such limited seating. So if anybody's interested in doing something really, really special at Christmas time, you want to look into our Victorian dinners.
There you go.
And then the Saturday after Thanksgiving, I'm kind of jumping around here, but the Saturday after Thanksgiving is our holiday open house.
Mm-hmm.
So that when the house is all decorated for Christmas, the entire community is invited, and it's a free event. They can come in, they can tour our rooms. We have a fabulous homemade Christmas cookie buffet. We have live musicians and Christmas caroling, and it's a great, just so much fun.
Yeah.
Really a lot of fun to be a part of.
No, it really seems like this is sort of the hub of what goes on in SaniLac County.
It is certainly our goal to be that,
yeah,
most definitely.
Yeah, fun stuff, really neat. Check out the website, and again, it's a mouthful, but the website is?
This website is SaniLacCountyMuseum.org.
Very good. Easy to find, easy to get to right here on M25. A lot easier to find in daylight than in the pre-dawn hours.
You want to look for the big yellow mansion on the left side of the road, just south of Port SaniLac.
That's what I was looking for. It was hard to find it at 5:45 this morning when it was a little dark.
It was hard for me to find, and I come here all the time.
We found it was right next door to the Barn Theater, and that's an easy landmark as well. Dawn, thanks again for having us here. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
Dawn Malik with us from the Sanilac County Historical Museum and Village, which is where we are this morning on this Antique Yard Sale Trail Friday, 722 now here on 1380 WPHM.